Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
stop. It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
What up, everybody? Episode 350. Wow. How the hell did
we
bring out
Man Grind?
Mac J.
Grind? Your ass don't sleep for real, Prez.
350. Wow. Congratulations to all of us. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to everybody at UGS. You know what I'm saying? UGSforLife.com. Mm-hmm. UGS Radio. All of us, man, we're doing a great job, man. I want to thank everybody that helps us put these shows together. Man, all the listeners.
Really? Man, 350, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's great. 350, man, that's dope as hell, man.
And, you know, me and Mac were going to stop after 25. Well, I was. Mac was.
No, you're right. You were. I was like, fuck that, Prez. Like, fuck all them other weak motherfuckers, man. Yeah, man, fuck all them other, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then for real, episode 25 was a good one, though, even though, like, if motherfuckers go back and listen to that episode, see, I'll be challenging motherfuckers to go back to the early days. That way you can really see what the fuck we doing now. I want them to listen to the earlier shows because a lot of motherfuckers ain't around no more, and the effort that's put in, it's always been the same from Prayers throughout 1 through 350, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers are shook
and you from
episode, you know what I'm saying? We even lost a lot of close motherfuckers, like not even wanting to lose them, but like rest in peace to Map, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Trey Wood. We ain't heard from, we really don't get a chance to hear from Don Cyclone like we want to, you know what I'm saying? And Free Gangsta Crow, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still some motherfuckers that we still do this shit for. You see what I'm saying, Prez? So 350, man, for you, even though you probably already did like 800. It's really like 800 for you, 800-900.
Oh, man,
you know what I'm saying?
We had the Underground Podcast back in the days, man, like 2004 to 2008. It did okay, man, but nothing like this show. This show here, man, yeah. Another thing we've been able to do over the last 350 episodes consistently somehow is break through to the other side, break through to the mainstream.
Exactly.
You know, they kick it
without even attempting to, really.
A place where we're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
We're the guys at the party that are not supposed to be there. So,
but we the coolest motherfuckers at the party. Everybody want to hang with us. We ain't even invited, but when we come to the party, they want to sit at our table.
Well, I'll tell you,
you know what I'm saying, because
we got a special, we got, speaking of cool motherfuckers, we got a special guest tonight, man. He's been on the show, he's on the show once before, but he's back, you know what I'm saying, the homie D-Dub, and he brought his homegirl, Red D, man. They both got projects coming out. I think D-Dub's got multiple projects coming out, man. Sacramento, one of Sacramento's best, man, and as far as his singing ability goes,
right,
one of the best to ever do it. I put him, I'm not just saying this because he's our guest, but I put him in the same light as Nate Dogg, as Cocaine.
Yeah, man.
Smooth G-Funk, man. Johnny P from Chi-Town.
Right, Prez, I was just saying that on my live video. I just did a live video, and I was like, man, period, just Sacramento in his own, they don't get enough credit for their contributions to the hip hop scene, period.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
from top to bottom. You know what I'm
from
saying? Like, they got.
Man. To D Dub, to a lot of guys. They don't get the credit. And it's still
an untapped
market,
all the motherfuckers, man.
It's still an untapped market. Let's bring the homie D Dub on, man. What's up, D Dub?
Hey, what's happening with y'all, man? Man, I just want to say off top, man, Murder Master Music Show, man, y'all, man, to go back as far as y'all do and have done as much as y'all have done, man, my hat's off, man, salute. Man, you got to keep it
right
going,
on, man.
350, man, I want to see y'all 700, man, before it's all over with, man. Shoot, just keep this shit rolling.
You
know what I mean? Because really, you tap into talent. You know what I mean? For real. But y'all tap into talent that people don't even really, that ain't in the mainstream, man, that you bring to light, man, that you spark a light in people every time, bro. And since the last show, bro, I got to tell you this. Since the last show, dog, I done smashed through 2 albums. I got this compilation called The Collage. You know what I mean? And I got my girl, my folks Red, who's finna drop in a quick second, man. Right now, like next month. You know what I mean? So, and we got the second collage coming, man, in the summer, and we trying to get these videos together. We grinding, man. We grinding.
Yeah.
But for real, man, hats off to Emo. Oh man,
we got Emo's
that's my boy, man.
Emo's on the go 24/7. That guy, and he inspires me, you know, because I'll be thinking, man, I got so much fucking shit to do. Look at all this, the website, everything, like, overwhelms me. And then I'll look at this and think of all this shit that one man does, man. He's a one-man army, man. Shout out to homie Emo, UGS for life. I think we got Red D on the line right now. Is this Red D?
No,
yeah,
it's just Red.
It's just Red. It's just Red.
Red, what's up? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
R-E-D-D, that's
what's,
oh, okay.
What's up, Red.
Red,
we know,
with the
we know a couple Reds. DJ Reddy Red.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the homies. Now we got
DJ
another.
Reddy
we got
Red.
Another one with you. How you doing, Red?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Oh, man,
we good.
Let's just see.
Hey, but check this out, man. Check this out. Listen. Hey, but listen, I didn't mean to cut in or anything like that, but I just want to say this girl right here, man, she's a lyrical talent from Sacramento that has been battling since the days of Early Lynch. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When she battled Rap Marvelous before Marvelous was on the scene, you know what I mean? This is somebody from the days of early Sacramento hip-hop that I just had to have heard worldwide. You hear what I'm saying? They're going to respect the game. They're going to respect her flow. They're going to respect her voice. Her voice, man, I'm just telling you, her voice.
Yeah. Sacramento always got them spitters, though, period, though. Like, they don't give no credit
for that
anyway.
Lyricism.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
will
them
say,
lyrics and shit.
They're scattered throughout. They are scattered throughout. We do got some lyricists out here.
Yeah.
And they don't
get
that much. They don't get a lot of props either.
Yeah, and that's really real. I don't know if you guys have even heard of a young man named Chewy. That's her son. And his cousin Abstract, they're out here on the Sacramento scene grinding so hard, man. These are masterminds that I want to bring to light, you know, and bring together and put them all into my umbrella. And just, whoo, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking
about, man. Right, yeah. Hell yeah. I feel
it's
your
enthusiasm, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you have a beautiful music mind and you know what direction you want to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm on right now.
Well,
I really want to hopefully, you know, get into the music. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I got this song named Always, and it's really slapping. I got it on YouTube. It's a nice video, smoking time, you know, 420 anthem type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red is in the video, and her son Chewy is in the video. This is the first time they've ever even recorded together. You hear what I'm saying? This is history right here. This is a mother and a son that do it hard, and you see where he get it from. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
So I want my lyricist, my positive lyricist, my realist lyricist that's out here really doing it with that positive mind. You know what I mean? We positive mind, getting high, whatever.
Right.
Just elevate yourself, conscious of self.
Let me ask Red this though, right quick.
Hey
Red, what's it feel like? You know, you and your son making some music together, like. Like, that's got to be amazing, man, like, to see your seed doing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you want to do,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all
cool.
able to share that together.
Yeah, it's cool, because, I mean, like, the first time we performed together, like, you know, that was that was one of my dreams right there, because, I mean, you know, he do his thing, and I'm so proud of him, and, you know, for me and him to be able to do it together, you know, that's just, I mean, yeah, you can't ask for nothing no better than that.
Man. I'm all over here smiling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if your kid coming to you and you being able to show them, and y'all get to share that together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We both got skills. You know, he do his thing. So it's cool. Because when we first was talking about doing some music, you know, I had asked him, you know, I was like, you know, you want to go the corny route and go on the mother-son deal and everything. He's like, nah. He's like, let's just do our thing and then, you know, meet somewhere in between and see how it go. And that's exactly what we did.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Shit.
Carving out his own legacy. You're carving out yours and then you're both meeting in the middle, working together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's hella dope.
When I say hustle grinder, though, y'all, he really hustle grinds hard. He's like over in, you know, Soviet Union and Germany and Europe and Australia doing shows. And they know of him and they pay for him to come. You know what I mean? You'll see. I just want to push
him,
man.
We've been telling people that, too, though, man. Like, the overseas is an untapped market with a lot of the real underground music, man. Like, cats will really... They really gravitate more to what y'all doing than some of these main artists. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they appreciate it, man, on a daily basis, man.
Really, they got websites and little groups and social media and stuff like that. Just nothing but Sacramento hip hop, and that's really.
But I look at it like this. I think it's got a lot to do with what you talk about, because. You know, after a while, how many times am I going to want to hear somebody talking about their jewelry and their money and their cars and everything?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What else is going on besides that?
Yeah.
They want to know why you're trying to get the money to get the jewelry and the clothes. You know what I'm saying? They want to know what you're coming from. You see what I'm saying?
Everybody wants it.
We all want the jewels and the hell yeah. Motherfuckers want to know how you got it. Or how you getting it, so they could, you know what I'm saying? It could probably help them do what they do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I fuck with that real shit.
Let's go to a break. Let's give them a track right now real quick, and then we'll come back and chop it up some more. Man, you sent me four bangers. I'll tell you what, man, why don't we go with Cap in your eye? You want to go with that one first?
That's cool.
Yeah, Red, introduce your song. Who did your beat and all the stuff? What's cracking with
you?
Let us know about that song. That's that Chris Styles beat. That's that Chris Styles beat. And, hey, and it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them songs, talk to them females that, you know, they know them other females is a problem. You might not have a problem with your man, but you got a problem with other females.
Right.
So that's pretty much what that's about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Coming out of
What album is this song on?
Hey, listen, this song is from the collage. My album just released. It's a compilation album with all these talented people that I've been able to assemble, you know what I'm saying, under my label.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them is free agents, free to do what they want to do, but they came and blessed me, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Red is linked to me, and we're going to handle business. But, yeah, this is from the Collage Episode 1, and this is
mm-hmm.
Red's solo track on the episode. Her solo song on the album, one of her solo songs on the album, and it's called Capping Your Eye, produced by Chris Styles, and I am doing a little sprinkling on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. What a combination we got. Don't go nowhere. This is the Murder Master Music Show. We're here with D-Dub and Red. You know what I'm saying? Only at UGSForLife.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, episode 350, bitch. UGS for Life.
But she sat there complaining, giving me the blues. So now you wanna sit me down and tell me the truth. What a bitch wanna make you to do. Tell me what it is that I'm supposed to do, cause I'm approaching you to get close to you. I'm open to, maybe cause I'm stuck on you. A touch from you makes me wanna fuck with you. The stuff you do is just what I'm accustomed to. I love you too, and I can't get enough of you. But what you do, you bring another slut into that wasn't cool. You play me like a dumbass fool, but I took it like a big girl, yo. And when I see her on the street, please believe I'm fucking up that hoe. And I had to just let you know, I straight miss you, still wish you would consider being my nigga though. Cause I gotta have you, and it's sad too. Got it bad, boo. Bust a couple of caps and who the fuck who? And it's all about you. Yo, I'm trying to keep my cool. You better ask them other bitches what the fuck they wanna do. All mugging a nigga. Don't they know I'll put a slug in a nigga? Cause nigga just figure that's a thug in a nigga. And if you don't know, no, now you know, nigga.
You need to keep your hands up off my guy, cause I'm trying not to be the one to bust a cap in your eye. Bitch, I'm stressed like Mary, I'm not gonna cry. He sent a text to you, he's sexing you, trying not to bust a cap in your eye. Cap in your eye, cap in your eye, trying not to bust a cap in your eye. Cap in your eye,
bitches calling my phone, I'm asking hoes how much dope is they on. I'm checking chickens and they thinking I'm wrong. You can miss me with that bullshit cause that I'm cool with. I ain't no fool, bitch, I use these verbal twiddle school tricks. Don't begin to jack mine, cause then you're flatline. I spit fat rhymes and men come by dozen dropping Mac dimes. And if that was your man, yo, he wasn't last night. For the past night, he been smacking my ass real nice. Paul, what you wanna do, ho? Baby girl, don't you know the fucking rounds we can go? Do you know how many blows can be placed upon your nose? Do you know how I can break all of your fingers and your toes? You better ask somebody, cause the last somebody head was bashed with a big asshole bottle of Bacardi. What up, bitch? Do we got funk? Cause I'm outside of the club with my clique and you think I'm a punk. The tension is what you pay to me. The wait to be is not the way you're playing me. I'm saying, see, what the whole damn delay gonna be is when I have you crying like a fucking baby bee.
So now you wanna sit me down and tell me the truth. What a bitch wanna make it to do. Off my guy, cause I'm trying not to be the one to bust a cap in your eye. Bitch, I'm stressful like Mary, I'm not gonna cry. He sent a text to you, he's sexing you, trying not to bust a cap in your eye. Cap in your eye, cap in your eye, trying not to bust a cap in your eye. Cap in your eye, cap in your eye, trying not to bust a cap in your eye.
Killed that shit. That's what I'm talking about right there. Let's bring on Red.
Yeah.
Bring on the homie D-Dub. Man, yeah, that's, yeah.
I have to make a correction. Hey, that was my homie Filthy Phil Gonzalez on that beat. That's Filthy Phil on that beat right here, and he's right here. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody.
He was like, nigga, that made that beat. Nigga, don't tell them that.
You know what I mean?
You just think I cussed out, nigga.
Yeah, but this is Filthy Phil. I want to introduce him to y'all. This is a really talented musician. This is the uncle of Chris Styles. You feel me?
Oh, okay, he
was way back in the day, back in the early 2000s, late 90s. But this is Filthy Phil. Let me introduce him, y'all.
Say something, Phil.
Hey, y'all doing out there, man? Yeah, shit. Like that, it wouldn't be, I wouldn't be out, like, really keep doing this shit. It wasn't for my boy D-Dub, man, you know. And I get to do, like, homage, like, man. I've been growing up listening to this cat, though, you know what I mean? Now, working with his hands, like, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Because he kept me focused on the music and, you know, keeping this shit pushing. You know, he a good dude. Besides the music and all that, you know what I mean? You got to be a good dude out here and you know, gig with everybody because, you know, I mean, there's politics out here, too. You know, you got a bad name, they're going to look at you some certain type of way. Hello.
You know, right. But, yeah, right.
I just, you know, to say that there, man, you did a good dude, man. We're going to keep this music pushing. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad y'all keep the music pushing, man, because that's what me and Prez is like. Me and Prez ain't been lacking on no music. We say 350 episodes, so that means 350 plus times we done been able to hear decent music, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes extraordinary music, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit that me and Prez can't understand why they sleep on it, but we understand why they sleep on it, because they don't want to let y'all get y'all shine, man. They don't like independent-minded motherfuckers. They want you to conform to what they doing, and if that way they can control you easier. Because they can do it this way, and if you don't, you know what I'm saying? But as long as y'all keep making what y'all making, shit.
And that's how
you
got to
put that wrench in it.
Exactly.
Y'all are wrenches. You see what I'm saying? Y'all putting that wrench in the motherfucking game. You got to keep that in
there. The cold part about it is why can't we come out and do the song better than the sound on the track? We ain't playing with this. Mm-hmm. Me and Reg just did a show the other day. I mean, smash it. You know what I mean? We sound good. We sound like these hitters out here. I done been performing with the best of them. Choirs and all.
Right.
Churches, everything. So I know what good singing, good rapping, good performing, good music, good beats is. You know, I'm just blessed to have a good crew that's with me, you know, that love
that's
me enough
up,
to
dude,
keep it man. You know,
so, right on the real.
What it is, you know, it is what it is. I appreciate Red for coming. You know what I mean, and sticking with me because I be on a helmet. Like, nigga, is you serious? I be on a helmet.
Right.
Like, no, you got to do that over. And now that I done learned how to engineer, I can get my ideas out on this screen right here. Oh, they done did something really terrible. You know what I mean? So. Now, it's all new to me, but at the same time, it's old. But now I can get my ideas out, and man, it's sounding lovely, man. I got a good camp. I got a good crew. And Red's going hard, man. She's going hard for the female, and she's keeping it real.
Right.
At the same time, like her album is called Gangsta. But there's many sides to Red. But, you know, you always can catch
that. She got them lyrics, man. I heard that on that one. I was about to ask y'all, what's it like working with Emo over there at Amplified Studios and the grindaholic that he is? Like,
this is how long me and Emo have worked together. Emo made me get my own and establish my own to the point to where we handle business. If I need a project master, I'm coming over there with my project. You feel what I'm saying? If I need some art graphics and a video, I'm paying that man for that. You know what I mean? Because I'm an independent man. He showed me how to do that. You know what I mean? So working with Emo is straight business. If you come lacking, you're going to hear about it. You better have your place up. You better be ready to work, because if you come in the studio, I already know. Studio work, I mean, that's done. You know what I mean? We going to work together on shit that he has a focus on. I'm in there 10 minutes and I'm out. That's how we do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Taking care of business.
And he got me on his level now. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm coming over there with projects. I'm coming over there with albums. I'm coming over there with ideas for videos, because we're both talented entities and we've learned that, you know what I mean? It's,
so he opened, basically, he opened you up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
All the way up, bro. Over these years, man, I've been learning everything from Emo and the Sick Main family, Beta and Lynch, and, you know, just getting all the
games. We
got to
get Beta on here, too.
Man.
We were just talking about that. We had first degree to DE over here on the show Friday night. Was it Friday, Prez? I think it was Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
I think it was Friday night. We had first degree. What's the impact? You plan on doing anything with DE or anything? Or?
Man, I just saw DE at the show, man. That's my guy, man. Yeah,
he's
we always.
Somebody
want
to go get his master's degree. I told him to go get that shit. Go get it, man.
Man, he's been a teacher, man, since I've known him. He teaches kids. He used to be a teacher over there at one of the community centers and, you know, one of the school programs. He a real, real smart young man, bro. He really is. He got his head on right. And that, you know, the DE, yeah, he gets into his character good, but that's a character, man. He know how to work his craft and get his sales
right.
And do his thing. He a smart dude, man. If you ever really just sit down and really talk to that brother, you'll learn a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We used to have a show. We fuck with DE a little bit. I told him, he was like, man, I've been thinking about getting my master's. I'm like, shit, go get it so I can say I – You know what I'm saying? Actually, he's going to get his doctorate, not his
That's
master's. I think he already got his.
Said, yeah.
I think he already got his master's. He's going to get his. Because I was like, man, I want to know a doctor. You know what I'm saying? I want to tell somebody, man, I got a homie that's a doctor, man. Call him up.
Yeah,
because
I know he educated. I know he got years of college. I'll kind of correct you on that.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yep,
that was my partner on that, man. He's going to get his doctorate, not his master's.
Yeah.
His doctor.
Yes, exactly. Smart brother, man. Smart brother. And it's a trip. He even came up because a lot of those songs on the Loaded album, they would not have came out the way they did if it wasn't for DE. And he was the icing on the cake towards the end of that album, and it all came together so beautifully. You know what I mean? One More Pound of Smoke. He was in there in my ear talking to me, telling me, nah, man, like this. You know what I mean? The Ice-T song.
Yeah.
You know, he was all through it, you know, doing his thing on it. But he was like, nah, why don't you just do it like that? And Wooty Wattie Bland got me thinking outside the box, bruh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Intricate musical minds like that, you got to pay attention to. Because they make the difference. That's how Phil is over here with me. You know, just little things. Like, the hook would not have come out that way if he wasn't in my ear singing it like this. You know what I mean? Or stopping me in the middle of my idea and saying, no, this is what you're going to do. When it go, you got to know when to turn that switch on and off. You know what I mean? And sometimes it be intricate that them people are there to help your creativity. You know what I mean?
Right.
I appreciate the you know, man, I appreciate people like that. For real.
Almost definitely.
But any more questions y'all got for me or Red? Go on and shoot, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got a guy from France who wants to ask you guys some questions. But before I bring him on, I want to ask you a question, Red. You've been doing this since the early days, you know what I'm saying, Sacramento rap, D-Dub was talking about since around the time of Marvelous. Did you and Marvelous ever work together, do any projects or any songs?
No, we never worked together. Like, we was in a couple of talent shows against each other, but no, we never worked together.
Oh, you never did. Is that something like that you guys ever, I mean, did you ever chop it up about working together, or is this something you never chopped it up about? Or?
Nah, because, like, I don't know her like that. I just know of her because, I always only seen her in, like, talent shows and stuff, back in the day. And I seen her because I went to Burbank for a hot minute, And I think I was in a math class with her, but yeah, nah, we didn't talk like that.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah, probably dope collaboration right there too.
Oh yeah.
Bring on the homie Sinister from France. She's calling in all the way from France. What's up, Sin?
Good. What's up, Scott? What's up, MacJ? What's up? Hi, Dub, G-Dub, and Red G. Yes,
hey,
I got a question for
All right.
From G-Dub, yeah. Tell us about the deep songs you made with the Brazilian song, I Refuse to Lose, and One More Pound, and about your collaboration also with the Genius producer, Song Beta. Tell us about the tracks and the collaboration with Song Beta.
He wants to know about Refuse to Lose. Yeah, classic song. Good question.
You know Refuse to Lose, that was Funk Beta helped with that beat, but most of that production was really Brother Lynch. They both collaborated on that beat, and I want to say 60-40 on the beat. You know, I wouldn't even want to weigh it either other way, because back then they were both on that board together working like a unit. And I want to say most of the time Lynch always laid the drums. But at the same time, they collaborated on the sounds they used and what would be placed here for the hook, what would be placed here in the verses, and all that kind of stuff. They worked together on that. But Funk Beta, man, he is the soul of the sound. You know what I mean? And his word most of the time is final. You know what I'm saying? So when he was, you know, doing those songs, Refuse to Lose and One More Pound of Smoke, man, it's just a good experience that you can use for a lifetime to be around good musicians. You know what I mean? And to this day, Beta, Phenomenal Productions, yeah. That's Funk Beta's brand, and he sells beats online. He got a Reverb Nation. Look him up, Jamal Funk Beta Boyd. You know, he's still on the grind making beats. He's selling beats. He's selling T-shirts and all the stuff. So, matter of fact, he's kind of inspired me to get on my T-shirt grind and start trying to make some clothes and things of that nature. So, yeah, hats off to Beta, man. It's just always, and that's my guy. I mean, if I want to smoke, I'll go over Beta House. You know what I mean? That's my guy to this day. So, you know.
Okay, yes.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Funk Beta.
But I mean, you know, even to this day, I'm still going to get beats from him for my next collage. And, you know, hopefully I can get Kev to really bless me. And we'll just keep it pushing. But, yeah, I hang out with Beta. That's my lifetime friend.
Yeah, he's very, very underrated. Underrated in the hip-hop. Lots of people don't recognize him.
I got to tell you guys something. I forgot to plug Beta on this. The reason this dude is so raw, he went to Juilliard, man. This fool is a real musical genius, a real jazz player. You know what I mean? Real. You know what I mean? So.
I noticed a lot of the best producers have some type of, you know what I'm saying, good musical background. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times. You know, like Beats by the Pound, for example. That's another, organization, great producers, you know what I'm saying? 70 million records sold. You know, real dope cat. But let's give him another dose of this Sacktown funk right here, man. Let's give him something else. Man, why don't we go with Always, man? Why don't you tell me about this one?
Man, this song is produced by Chris Styles. I got a video on YouTube. It's featuring Red and Chewy. This is a 420 anthem you would just want to kick back and smoke to. It's a reference to Chocolate Philly mixed with Brown Sugar, that old school sick man flow. You'll feel me. You know where I'm coming from. It's D-Dot featuring Red and Chewy. Always. Bump that shit once.
Down.
suppose 20 is the time for me, and I need a real good line on a tree. So show me your best loud, we can negotiate. See, it's better when we can both agree. See, I need that top shelf quality, rising like an elevator. Have you stuck for 2 hours looking at the refrigerator? That's undeniable, that gets you higher than most. That fire, bro. Soon as I inhaled, it got me all up in my zone. It got me all up in my zone. Soon as I inhaled, got me all up in my zone. It got me all up in my zone. Chocolate filling mixed with brown sugar. They got me started.
Trick that did it, I'm hella high, I will admit it, I get it, you know I'm with it, I'm about to spit with the shits, no kidding, bitch, just listen to this, ain't no doubt, gon' be switched, my style got them bewitched, what had happened, I started rapping, I'm the shit, so they call me captain, niggas is busted, so I stay strapping, watch my line, cause the feds is tapping, you wanna blow, let's get blunt, you can bring the paraphernalia, I got that bomb, I know you know, I ain't even gotta tell you, like Duff say in the song, I inhale and I'm in my zone. I am gone, it don't take long, and the rotation goes on. So baby, pass that Dutchie on the left hand side and keep passing that motherfucker. Ain't you trying to get high?
Chocolate filling mixed with brown sugar. They got me started. Chocolate filling mixed with that skinny. Got me retarded. Always drink, and I never really cared about what haters think.
And I always,
but I always smoke, and I always drink, and I never really cared about what haters think.
Cop the veggies from the crest side. Pass the Dutchie on the left side. Gas puffing on the west side. RIP to Lisa left eye. Boeing plane getting jet high. The epitome of red eyed. On the way to get them dead guys. RIP to Lisa left eye. Lit one still burning spliff. Roll up, it's urgent, yeah. I was trying to go to Mars. Met a couple stars out of space flirting. Weed lean got me hunched over. 6 ounce in a crushed soda. Laid out on a plush sofa. Laid out in a bud coma.
Always drink, and I never really cared about what haters think. And I always smoke, and I always drink, and I never really cared about what haters think.
Yes, sir. Shit right there, shit right there. Hey, y'all there, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hell yeah, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keeping that heat, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's
we
it like to get in
to,
there
man.
And just bang out something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the motivation? You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? To be honest, man, all my niggas around me give me energy to just write and keep creating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rush when it come out like that. But it's just certain people that just carry that creative energy with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's funny. Like,
it's funny
certain
though,
people.
We could just be over there just kicking it and just, you know what I'm saying, chilling, and somebody will make a joke and say something, and then we'll make a hook
mm-hmm.
from that, and it's on after that. you know, we're on the keyboard making beats, we're on the mic, it's on after that, and we got a song.
Yeah, just a lovely thing to be able to smoke and create music right there all in the same room.
Yeah.
Right, y'all got that legal shit over there now too, man. See,
we
over here, man, taking penitentiary chances to get the good weed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Yeah, I feel for y'all.
Like,
come on in, California. Good. It's good for you. Good to you. Don't trip. Get your house out here soon.
Man, I need something, but. You know, that's what's up, though, man. It seems like y'all got a good family atmosphere, man, and everybody rocking with each other, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we fuck with emo heavy and shit, you know what I'm saying? So we already know. And like we said, we had you on before, D-Dub, man, and, like, I've been seeing the grind because we friends on Facebook. I be peeping your shit. I'm like, yeah, man, these motherfuckers over here working, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah,
a lot of people
social
say that
media,
shit, but they don't really be doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all over here doing that shit for real.
And that's a job, man. I'm not on Facebook to try to make no friends. I'm trying to get fans. I'm trying to get some records.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Recognition and word of mouth.
Exactly.
A lot of people are on there for the wrong reasons. A lot of people are on there for likes and things of that nature. It's like you should be on there to be networking, to be especially if you're
exactly.
in the music business. You want to make
tool.
The right connection.
You
got to
use it.
Yeah,
you know
man, I told my
social media
my
is a tool.
Son,
man.
Watch out for them.
I used to tell my son a long time ago. If back in the day when we was in high school, if we would have had the access to social media
man.
And the access to like the
hell
stars
yeah.
and stuff like how they do, man.
Oh man,
I can tell you, I'd probably be a millionaire.
If we would have had this, this shit when Pac and Easy them was still around
man,
and shit,
oh,
man,
you know,
man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they was reaching motherfuckers without that. You know what I'm saying? And now it seems like it's easier
exactly.
for you to reach motherfuckers. But
man, with that
so
was
many
back
people
in the
are
day,
so out of
tapes.
Touch.
Yeah.
You know, because I was thinking about that. That made me think. I was thinking about that. Like, remember, we used to have to get the Right On magazine, the Source magazine,
mm-hmm.
and Ebony Jet.
And
know,
every and every place didn't have that shit either, too. So you lived in one of those cities that really didn't have that. That spot that had that, you had to be searching for that shit. Like, I remember
mm-hmm.
finding out about certain music because somebody would go out of town for the summer and say they went to Detroit and they went and stayed the whole summer. Then they came home and they hipped us to music that we never heard of. Like, when I went to Memphis the first time, I came back with 8-Ball and MJG. These motherfuckers in Chicago had never heard of 8-Ball at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember days like that. You know what I'm saying?
That
but now all you
have
to do is click a button.
That was the days of the tapes and CDs wasn't even out yet,
mm-hmm.
damn near. You know what I mean? The real love for hip-hop, the real love for music, man. When you had to sit there for 45 minutes to get all your music on that tape.
Exactly.
You didn't have the remote. You had to get up and go rewind that cassette back to that song if you want to hear it again.
Exactly. Or even when dudes was recording in the analog days, you got four dudes on a song that the first two dudes did they parts perfect. The third dude fuck up. You got to start all the way from the top. Everybody
all
was
over. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you be like, man, come on, man. Like, let's get this shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I feel you.
And
I
know
that
I'm gonna keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
I not too long ago got rid of my analog Tascam. Because I don't care what nobody say. I'm so serious that it's a more real sound.
Because
it's more real, though, man.
Hell
you get a real crisp sound.
The analog sound is a whole different, the analog is, before they got all digital with it.
I mean,
you
really
got
to know what
like,
you're doing to use analog. As far
and that's
as singing
a trip. It's
like
a trip,
that.
Though. People be using their compressors and stuff to get that analog sound in vocals nowadays, too. You know what I mean? The real artist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, Chris Styles is a beast. And he be getting that warm-ass sound and just, I'm just, whoa. I'm just
crazy,
man. I love good music, man. That stuff that make you move in your soul. I'm going to be real. Check this out. I saw Annie for the first time, and I just listened to that one song, that Opportunity song. That girl sang that shit. That's the kind of music we gonna make that move you when you don't even expect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad we connected to stuff like that. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Because the type of music he makes, you know what I'm saying, it's substance. You know what I'm saying? It comes from somewhere. It's not just some stuff mm-hmm. thrown together. It's talent. And that's what the game needs, man. I salute you guys for putting out good quality music. Really in an era full of crap. Not just in the mainstream,
right.
but in underground. Because you got to think about this. It is oversaturated to the point where everybody's a rapper. Everybody can sing. Everybody, and if they can't sing, they're going to download a program that can help them sing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you guys are doing
all this extra shit.
You know what you're doing during these times? I salute y'all. Real shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to say, D-Dub, you a real crooner. You know what I'm saying? So, for you to be able to feel the song and actually sing it, like, you don't want nothing on top of your voice. You want people to hear what you're saying. Or
exactly.
hear how you sound. Like,
I
get that auto tune shit up out of
like
here.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. That way you sound exactly how you was when a person bought that album. They're like, man, we know he's singing this.
Even with the programs that we use, he don't be never putting like a lot of plugins or nothing on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We
testify,
almost,
Red.
I mean, we
tell
do
it.
Stuff to it, but we like to keep it raw and real, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, they would say reverb. That's it. That's all you need, a little reverb. That's it.
Turn them highs and the mids up a little bit. Level that shit out. Put a little lows and then let's rock.
There it is.
Yeah.
Baby.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad y'all said that shit, man. Because motherfuckers be looking at me crazy when I be talking about that shit. I'm like, listen to all this shit. It all sound blended. It's like they just made one track and they just go over it. And if they fuck, they just patch it in. It's copy-paste. Copy-paste. Hold on. You ain't even got to say your whole verse. You can go word for word and then just patch that shit in. You know what I'm saying?
And
you
know,
I'm not even going to
knock them for, like, their skill ethic because they be up in there doing their thing, whether they studio singing or real singing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to knock a person's ethic, but, you know what I'm saying, there's morals to it. Just like there's morals to everything else, there's morals to it.
Mm-hmm. And ethic don't always equate to talent either, though. You know
Check
what I'm saying? Like, you can have good work
real,
ethic, but that don't mean you're talented, though.
Yeah,
exactly. And the real test is this, though. When they put a microphone in front of you and you got a piano player sitting here to play your song
mm-hmm.
for you, how you going to sound then? That's
where
we come from. You can give us a piano player. We're going to sound like that song, Trust and Believe, without all the plugins,
like
without all the auto-tunes, without all that. You know what I mean? So, that's what I want to bring back.
Hey, look, if we got haters and they unplugging speakers and stuff, we can acapella. It's cool.
form that cipher and it's on and cracking.
Hey,
we'll bring
some
entertainment to it for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Real fucking talent. Let's give them some more real talent. Let's give them the third track we got here. This is, I'll tell you what, we'll do this one, man. We'll save Dub Nation for the end. Why don't you introduce this one? Be with me. Tell us about this one, B-Dub.
Hey, listen. Yeah, this is featuring my daughter, KK. She's doing the second verse. And she was like, I got to get on this song. I was like, well, get on this song. This is the first song she ever recorded with her pops. And she smashed on this second verse and brought some light to it, and it really sounds good. I'm also featuring another unknown talent. Her name is Lady. She blessed me on the hook. And, it sounds real nice. The beat is done by Chris Styles. And, bump that shit, one.
Most definitely. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Can I change it? Can I change it? Baby. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Your expression as you walk by, see the look on your face, your happiness has been misplaced. Can I talk to you about it? You gotta keep your head held high, no matter what they say. They never know the struggle you face on a day-to-day in your life. Many responsibilities, deadlines to meet. You don't have the time for games or the men that play them. Girl, and I know
you need someone to hold you down.
That'll hold you down.
That you will always be around.
So you prepare for the blessing that you found. Yeah.
All I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want if you just be again.
All that I want to do,
all I
girl,
want to do,
but you
is
need.
Give you what you need.
Just like
be
you want.
Be just how you want if you just be with me.
I know you heard it all before. I feel your hesitation. Too many bad situations. Too much for me to talk about it. Try to keep it positive. No matter what they say, they don't know the struggles we face on an everyday and our life.
Always
get along.
Come around again.
We don't have the time to game. Books that play them for you already. The blessing that you found, yeah.
All I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want if you just be with me. All I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want if you just be with me.
Girl, all I want to do.
You need can be just like you want if you just be with me, girl. All I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want if you just be, if you just be with me. All I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want. If you just be with me, all I want to do is give you what you need. Can be just how you want. If you just be with me,
all I want
to do is give you what you need.
You
can be just like you be just. If you just be with me, girl, all I want to do. Be just how you
be
want.
Just
if you
want.
Just be, if you just be with me.
Man, how do you deny that it's not being talented?
Yes, sir.
See, let's bring back on. Hey, Red, D-Dub. Man, you guys. I tell you what. I love the fact that you guys. Working with your kids too, you know what I'm saying? That's such a good example for the next generation, and it's bridging the gap too. Because you know there's a huge disconnection, so it's good that you know what I'm saying. Your kids got you guys who've been in the industry, worked with people, collabed on shows, done all this experience, be able to show them the right way.
I really want to avoid all the mess, man. Stay focused on their craft. What were you going to say, Red?
Oh, no, my only thing is about, you know, they act like it's an invisible age limit, but they act like it's an age limit. I feel as though if you're still capable of being creative and able to do what you do that stuff
say
until
that.
You drop, you know?
Like BB King.
That's how I look at it.
You know what I'm saying? BB
right?
King still. You know, old-ass Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Look at them guys. Willie Nelson,
hey,
like 80, he's always blowing out some good smoke, though. Maybe that's what's keeping Willie on the road.
But, you know, it's like they put rap in a different category.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. And I've never understood that, but, yeah.
We got a couple of them.
But, like, it's
still
even in a different category for a female. You know what I'm saying? And I never understood that part of it either.
Yeah, it's
you know, they got their little stigmas.
It is. You know, say rap, and plus too, rap is the only genre of music where the new generations don't pay homage to the ones before them. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to blues, somebody coming up in blues or jazz, they're going to talk about Muddy Waters and B.B. King. And, you know, these two guys now, you see little Uzi Vert, he's like, I don't want to do a track with DJ Premier. Who the hell is that?
Yeah.
I don't like his.
You know what's funny to me, though, exactly what you said. They don't want to pay homage, but they still want to steal everything from them.
True that.
Yeah.
Go
say that.
Everything.
Yes.
You're right.
The funny thing about it is when they steal it from them and don't even realize that they got it from them. Now that's some funnier stuff, and that happens too.
Yeah.
But we, I just saw that Apollo the other night. They brought out Snoop. They brought out a couple of old people. I mean, not old people. No, older generation, the 90s. They brought the 90s artists out, and they sounded so good. They looked so good. And we still got artists like Lynch still out there doing shows. And, you know, there's other people that's still, you know, pushing that 90s sound. Plus, they show that they, you know, have albums and stuff that they still pushing. You know, we got some people like the Unsung that still on the road pushing and making albums and CDs, man. They out there. They still doing
it. Yeah, I'm like what he
just
said
like
earlier. I mean, they doing their thing mainstream, but I really, you know, everybody that's on the DL and that's like kind of stuck in the 90s, I'm really feeling that.
Yeah. That's why I'm stuck
at,
too.
Exactly.
That's my favorite era. That's my favorite. You look at my CD collection; it's all pretty much 80s and 90s. But speaking of that era, and speaking of Lynch, if you can, I want you, D-Dub, to reflect a little bit on Brother Lynch Hung as the artist, but also on the Season of the Sickness days, man. What was that era like, and you know, recording all that music?
I wasn't there for the Season of the Sickness. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Check this out.
I'm gonna give you a little history. When Kev started doing his music, I wasn't hanging around back then. I was just out of my family. So we were, you know, a little disconnected. And who brought me into the game period was Big Hollis. So my first time ever going up to the studio, it was like a reunion with me and Kev because I hadn't seen him in about 3 years. So, make a long story short, we grew up together. I taught him how to sing. He taught me how to rap. It was just like a reunion, and the breaks was off after that. And we just started creating. I would go over there, and he would come and get me sometimes, or sometimes I'd drive over there, and then we started creating. But he had already done the Season of the Sickness album. And I honestly asked him specifically, please, can we just ride? Can we just smoke some weed? Because I really don't want to do all of that you're doing right there. And he honestly looked at me and was like, let's ride. Let's smoke some weed and let's make some music. And that's why Loaded is a loaded album. You feel me? And that's something y'all didn't know. So
that's history.
I know I'm a little long-winded. My wife hit me over here saying shut up, but I'm going to shut up.
That's some dope history right there. You know what I'm saying? Real dope history. Now, somebody, you know, me and you were talking earlier about different artists in Sacktown and whatnot. You know, what's up with a collaboration with SIBO, though? Is that something that could be possible in the future?
Yeah, I really wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't mind that happening, man. And, you know, I'm going to keep hollering at him. I'll drop them little hints and send them messages on his page, and hopefully one day we'll run into each other and it'll just happen. It's not that nobody don't want to collab. It's just they stuck in their pattern or they hustle, and I respect that. And if I fit in and we meet and it flows, then that's good. But I never knock a guy for his hustle. You know, Tebow, you know, he handling his business. And he's seen me. He's a legend out here as well, you know. I would love to, you know, get down with him, see what it's cracking with. But it's just, like you said, substance, you know.
my substance. My substance means something to me. You know what I mean? And I'm not from, I'm from music. You know what I mean? And that's mostly what I talk about. And it's real life situation shit. You never know D.W. to be a banger name because I've just never been that. You know, I was a square. I was a church boy. You know, I'll beatbox for you. You know, I'll show you some keys on the keyboard. But, you know, so the lifestyle and things that people are making, you know, I'm from an era where music has some form of integrity where you got to mean something behind it. You know what I mean? And I don't want to go kill nobody, nothing, and I don't want nobody come to kill me. That's all I'm saying. So I got respect. Yeah. I just want to have fun on my music, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you got it. Oh,
yeah. There's a lot of politics, and there's a lot of truth to what, you know, a lot of people say, you know, and I just want to stay within the music stuff, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to man, everybody putting down in Sacramento, man, that's been doing it for years. Man, all you guys are super talented over there. It's an untapped city, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna go to another track. But before we do, you know what I'm saying, I want you guys to give all your social media. If anybody wants to get in contact with you for anything, let them know. We'll start with you, Red.
You can reach me at MC Red on Instagram. You can reach me at Red Burnside Jacobs on Facebook. And you can also get to me through DoubleSongProductions@gmail.com. Yeah.
No. She I'm sorry, DoubleSongProductions.com. You can hit us at the website.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell you, Red, is .com, not Gmail. Not where you see. Oh, Lord. Anyway, yeah. Let me get my little plug in right quick. You can reach me on the Facebook at Dwight D. Dub Simpson. I also have a D-Dub page on Facebook, just plain D-Dub. And on Instagram, you can reach me at Double Song Productions. Also, you can reach me and all of the artists that are featured on the collage episode 1 at DoubleSongProductions.com. Everybody has their own little profile and bio. We also have a Double Song Productions on Facebook as well as the D-Dub page. So the Double Song Productions on Facebook and D-Dub page on Facebook. You can reach out to us. We need beats. If you're talented, you can send us some tracks and we can see if we can fit you in on one of our releases because this is a freight train rolling. I'm telling you, I'm looking at trying to get 3 of them out next year. Include my album.
Can I give one shout out though, please?
Oh, for sure. But give as many as y'all want.
I would definitely like to give a shout out to Lady Dub, Miss Angela Simpson, because me and her went to school together, and if it wasn't for her and her husband D Dub, I wouldn't have this platform to do what I'm doing, and I appreciate that so much. And I just owe them my heart. I just wanted to let them know that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Red. That's beautiful, girl. That's beautiful. I love you.
I love you too, Mama.
I've loved you since high school when I first heard you. And when Dwight and I decided to do this, I told him he had to have you. He had to have you. And he ran into you a couple of days later. Beautiful. And today is just, there are no words to express in my heart how I feel. That's how wonderful it is.
I love it because, I told them before, I've had a lot of people come to me and tell me, oh, I could do this for you, I could do that for you, blah, blah, blah. They're the first people that came to me and told me what they were going to do, and they actually did what they said they was going to do in a matter of like 6 to 7 months. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, work ethic. You know what I mean?
I love you for that, Red, and I wouldn't even be singing to this day, honestly, if Angela Lady Deb Simpson was not my life because I had really almost given up. She was like, wait a minute, hold on. Nigga, you D-Dub. I was like, what? She was like, you D-Dub. No, you ain't stopping now. Got too much talent up in there. And here we are today. So, yeah, I'm just appreciative for all the blessings.
Oh, man, I like Max said earlier, it's a family thing with you guys, family atmosphere, and that's a beautiful thing, and that's what's missing in the game, man. Keep doing what you guys are doing, you know what I'm saying, and, man, we want to have you guys back on in the future, you know what I'm saying, to keep us updated with everything. But before we go, before we get out of here, let's give them this track, Dub Nation. Tell everybody about this one.
Hey, listen.
We love
guys,
this one right here.
Hey, this is unreleased. You guys are getting a good
preview.
Remake. You know what I mean? Hey, this is original. This is a original beat by Chris Styles. And, man, we just was riding down the street one day, and Chewy and Red was like, oh, do that donation. I was like, what? And you see what the end product is. Hey, listen, I got to go holler at George Clinton, though. I hope he don't get me because I got my forms together. I'm sending him the release in a minute. But y'all getting the only exclusive leak. And I hope I don't get sued, but I don't give a fuck. I love my funk. I love George Clinton and the T-Funk era, man. Hey, we're going to give it up, though, for him right now.
And shout out to my son, Chewy. I wish he could have been on here, too. But, hey, you know, we represent him in the form of his vicious-ass flow. So, hey, I love you,
exactly.
Boo-Boo.
Listen, one more thing. This is Dub Nation. This is on Red's album to be released next month called Gangster, featuring Chewy, Red, and Chris Styles. Chris Styles is busting the first rap, and he's on the beat, baby.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Much appreciated. Dub Nation,
thank
right
you for
here. Burner Master Music Show. Red D.
Episode D-Dub. 350.
Let's give them the Shacktown Funk right here.
This is UGS for life. Biatch.
This is D-Dub. And I am Swam. I want to introduce you to the Dub Nation, baby.
I'm so high, I can't get over this. Yeah,
take me so low that I can't get up from under it.
Ready or not, here we come, getting high on that sweet that we smoke.
So don't give me on the good God.
Yeah, give me the light, give me the smoke. Feeling the vibes, I'm loving the throat. Dub Nation, we doing the most. We smoke the best, rap the coast. I'm a beast, I'm a rilla. Cold hard killer when it comes to these beasts. Everybody else vanilla. Trying to make a million, break it down like I said. They got a $1 billion scheme. My old team with me, huh? We headed to the top floor. We got three, but we got more. Catching plays off the backboard. Check the scoreboard on the one they asked for.
Dub Nation, we got that good.
Never rode a pony, but I'm in your window. Lady cab driver, I'm getting my prints on. Smoking in the ride with the window tints on. Pulling big blunts in the back of the venue with the Dub Nation, cause them is my kinfolk. I had a whole sip, I be coming with big smoke. Why they wanna hit it, ain't drop no end zone. Rolling up the white boys, mix it with tobacco. Troublesome, maybe I should roll a couple of nigga double none. Kush smoke in my young lungs. I be California living, getting paid in the summer sun. I have OZ left, so we double up. Dub roll, dub plus one, that's 21. Now I can't remember if we smoked up the other one. He said roll up another one, so I rolled up another one.
Dub Nation, we got that good. We stay high, just for the purpose. Dub Nation, we feeling the hood, and we gon' talk it down. Dub Nation, and we got that good. We stay high, just for the purpose. Dub Nation.
champion and got put on. Nigga, I work hard for this. Be punching time cards, bitch, and we'll deck you in your face and take a charge for this. Pardon my friends, motherfuckers riding the bench. Niggas get it into the pinch and think it's the best. Every other video and every other show, explain to me why I see the same shitty bros. The good die young and they have every sense. Moment of silence, Prince. I'm about to get on the good foot. Good God, I come real hard and this shit gon' be for all of y'all, for all your wealth. Just to see you relax and enjoy yourself. Rich.
Love Nation, we got that good. We stay high just for the person. Love Nation.
Once again, they killed that shit, Mac. They steadily stick you on that.
Hell yeah. I saved my life just for the end of that song, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. We've been hearing a lot of good music lately. We had a lot of good music.
Hell yeah. I say telling some people that I went to my homeboys in them crib last night, man. I had to hype their ass up to K Reno and shit. And one of my homies was being on some real hating shit. You know what I'm saying? Just being a typical TC trend chaser. So I had to bring him back to the light with K Reno. Like, listen to what I kept telling him, shut the fuck up and just listen to what he's saying. And then tell me if the song bumping or not. Like, it don't sound like the typical shit. You thought I was going to play something else. And I played Grand Deception. You know what I'm saying? And it had him being like, yeah, man, I probably wouldn't play this. I said, this ain't a party song, though. We ain't at a party.
Yeah,
it's just
different.
You know.
Different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hear some up-tempo shit, I got some up-tempo shit for you, but K Reno ain't for that. But let me bring you to real rap. I'm talking about motherfuckers that know how to spit this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, real shit.
He's looking like a fucking dickhead. You know what I'm saying? But don't ever question me. And I kept laughing. I want to laugh so hard at every fan, whether it was a Patriot fan or Atlanta fan. People was like, oh, I thought you was rooting for the Atlanta. I was like, I ain't rooting for none of these motherfuckers. That's why I had to put the dick up with his middle finger. I'm a Bears fan, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm a Bears fan. I root for the same teams every year. You don't never have to worry about that bandwagon shit with me. If it is Chicago or none, I don't root for no other teams, man. I root for players.
I watched the last
I don't root for teams.
I walked into the last, I think, 2 minutes.
It was a good game, man. Prez, hey, look, you ever notice how, like, all the major sports this year has been dope-ass, like, finales, man? The college basketball at the end of last year. Yeah, man. Every the basketball, NBA, they went down to Game 7. The Cubs went to Game 7. The hockey was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't go to Game 7, but, dude, it was about time for them to win it. You know what I'm saying? The college basketball dude hit the three at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? And then the Super Bowl, one team was getting dominated one half, and then the other team got dominated the second half. They can say all that shit they want to. They can say it was rigged, this was this. No, it wasn't rigged, man. That boy Tom Brady, man, we lucky that we – yeah, man, we didn't live through an era of seeing whether you like him or not. It's just like Kobe. You might not like him, but You can't deny he's one of the greatest motherfuckers ever to play. And we got a chance to witness this shit, whether we is a fan or not. Like, we lucky to see that. So, for all you motherfuckers that's hating on Tom Brady, I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but give him his fucking props, man. Shut the fuck up. He got another ring on you motherfuckers. Let him get his shit and then beat him next year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you got to do it. Just give him his shit. They did that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't even be a spoiled loser.
Though, I don't really like Donald Trump.
I don't like that motherfucker either, but it's almost the same way with him. That's how Trump looking at it. He kind of like, you motherfuckers didn't think I was going to win, did you? So he really wanted shit on people. He really wanted shit. He really wanted to do what anybody in his position to do. Like, you motherfuckers said I wasn't going to win.
Twitter bully.
But he's so fucking stupid that he got to try to back up the dumb shit he said he was going to do now. So he didn't put himself in a position. He's
a
fucking idiot.
Shit, right?
Yeah, his best bet right now is to just lay back and take pictures. You know what I'm saying? Not try to be
WrestleMania again. You know?
He need to be one of them presidents that's just there for 4 years, man. He's just the face of the nation. Just be that.
Yeah.
Sign some paperwork, man. Collect your check and get the fuck out of here. But so much he talks so much shit. He got to try to back that shit up, nah.
Got
to
back it all up, man.
Plus, he a billionaire prick, so.
He always was.
You know how
that
shit
goes. We all knew what the fuck was going to happen when this guy got in the office.
Next, it'll be Vince McMahon in the motherfucking White House or something. You know what I'm saying?
What's pissing me off lately is, you know what I'm saying, the fact of, you know what I'm saying, everybody's trying to emulate people now. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to copy people. I'm sitting back looking at this shit, you know? I'm looking at our archives, and I'm thinking, ain't nobody, we're not copying anybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Who's doing roundtables like this? You know what I'm saying? Who's doing these special shows? Who's reaching out to some of these people that we're reaching out to? You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And props to those who do it as well, but... You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some of these other motherfuckers, you know, we see motherfuckers with similar fucking names and shows. You're trying to copy the fucking the format. You know
the
what
whole itinerary.
We ain't fucking stupid. We see you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
At the same token, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. This is 350. Tomorrow night we got 351 with Caliber 007. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you're going to hear the Cypher. Scratch will be working on that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the homie Scratch. You know what I'm saying? Wednesday, man, we're going to come at you again Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? We got some more shit Wednesday. And then Thursday, we're going to come at you again. You know what I'm saying? Thursday, we got Cino from the fucking Botany Boys down in Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in for that. Wednesday, we got Dice out of Detroit, man. He's back. This time he's back by himself. Last time he had Poe Sane with him. This time he's back by himself. This is one of the most lyrical cats out of Detroit, period. You know what I'm saying? Out of the Midwest,
right.
Period.
He don't get his props.
He
don't be getting his props like he's supposed to either. You know what I'm saying?
He don't get his props at all, man. You know
but
what I'm saying?
It's time to start taking that shit like I was saying, Prez. We just got to start to, you know, just as long as we keep doing what we're doing, just taking it from these motherfuckers. Like, who going to really stop us? Who going to really, like, that's my thing now. Like, who going to really challenge a motherfucker? Like, okay, if you ain't going to give me my props, we just going to fucking take it. Keep working and doing what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even need you motherfuckers no more. We thought we was doing something if we broke through a little bit. But, man, breaking through ain't shit. You motherfuckers ain't showing us shit. Y'all need us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
You need the catalyst in order to, you know what I'm saying, emulate it. But at the same token, you know, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers can do what you want to do. We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
It's coming,
Fred. Guests and shows. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking night.
Somebody going to be smart enough to put that money up. And when they do, them are going to be the motherfuckers that's going to be like, y'all should have fucked with them. Y'all had y'all chance. It's too late. Like we said, the train's just going to keep on rolling. A lot of these motherfuckers didn't jump off. Some of these motherfuckers had to get pushed off too, Prez. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a couple of multiple times. Yeah, motherfuckers we should have been pushed off. We didn't even know. Yeah, like a couple of motherfuckers we should have shoved off. Not even pushed, just shove a motherfucker off.
Straight through under the train. You know what I'm saying?
They ended up falling off anyway. But,
you know,
butt munches.
Well, you know, whenever you're doing something original, there's going to be people coming out the woodworks and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen a lot of these motherfuckers who, they're already claiming that they're numero uno and shit like that. It's like, really? Come on. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a numbers game, but if you technically want to make it a numbers game, you know, I humbly say this on behalf of all of UGS, because we all made this happen. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being arrogant about it. I'm proud of all the work we all did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I humbly say this to you motherfuckers that claim in that spot. Please go look at the archive at UGSforLife.com and tell me if
exactly.
you know. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's just be all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? In honor of our guests tonight, you know what I'm saying? The one and only D-Dub. You know what I'm saying? It's just all you motherfuckers who think, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna throw a little salt and shade in our game.
Yes, sir.
Because we refuse to lose. Fuck y'all.
I refuse to
lose. Bitch. Fuck all y'all.
That got them motherfuckers toe up as I smash off in a 7 deuce. Cut you holding your gut talking about
what the fuck you smoking on?
All dome is the chronic, got me gone, nigga. It's on to the slugs come out.
At night I do my murder when I'm so tight.
It's the third strike, nigga, so now I'm aiming up at your dome. About to watch your brain split and hit the fleet with brome. I'm like Richard Chase mixed with Al Capone. If you want some rip gut shit, nigga, yeah, I got it sewn. So get your wig split, boo, hit with the tech chrome, and say the alphabet backwards fast, or find you a brand new dome. A criminal minded nigga that got chips in his nine. So head to the east side, cause it's red rum time. Most of the time I just can't miss, nigga.